I may be closing in on 40 years old, but I still love a field trip, especially when it involves garbage. Recently, I took a trip to see an alternative way of sorting and recovering our waste at Repower South, a recycling and recovery facility in Montgomery. Suited up in safety gear, I passed through a door into a wonderland of zooming conveyors crisscrossing and sorting trash into waste streams. Immediately hit by the sharp smell of trash and the roaring sound of machinery, I feel like I'm looking down over Spaghetti Junction, watching the layers of conveyors taking plastic this way, cans that way, like so many cars during rush hour in the city. I follow the mixed waste on its journey around the room, starting with the mountain of trash including anything and everything from dirty diapers to water bottles. The waste merges onto the first belt. With tricks of engineering, special rollers, and subtle shifts, cans are kicked up and over barriers. PET plastic is air blasted to the side. Steel cans and metal are magnetically pulled out of the stream. It all happens so fast, so neatly, and I can't help but laugh as I have my hair blasted by a puff of air as I watch the spectacle unfold at high speed. Rows of neatly, cleanly baled recyclables are miraculously lined up at the end of the room, recovered from that overwhelming pile of trash. The process works, surprisingly well. With so many struggling to recycle properly, unknowingly bagging recyclables, throwing in the wrong types of plastic, or even using recycling cans as another dumpster for trash, this way of recovering recyclables is a game changer. You can toss in your waste and let the facility sort the recyclables for you. Unlike most recycling centers, plastic bags aren't a problem, and they're recovering more items like number 5 plastics, car batteries, car parts, and more. For cities constantly upcharged for high levels of recycling contamination, this could be a dream come true. Another interesting part of this facility is that they turn waste into fuel. After the usual recyclables are sorted and materials like yard waste and those dirty diapers are removed, the remaining waste is shredded and baled to be burned as an alternative to coal. Mostly made of non-recyclable paper and plastics, Repower sells this EPA-designated non-waste fuel, as they call it, to industrial facilities, which they claim reduces carbon emissions as an alternative, clean, renewable energy source. The ramifications and impact of waste to fuel deserves its own time in the spotlight, so for now, I'll leave you with this. While this process of sorting recyclables from landfill loads is very impressive, our waste problem is still enormous. New ways of recovering and reusing our trash goes hand in hand with creating less waste in the first place. Facilities can only handle so much, and the volume of our waste increases by the year. Statistics show that we Americans churn out nearly 3 times more garbage than the global average, and plastic production is expanding exponentially. So let's keep exploring sustainable models, handling our waste as responsibly as possible, while we continue taking steps to live with less plastic.